box. Another week has gone by and it's time again to browse through your letters and emails. Welcome to Mailbox. First, though, we have one technical announcement to make. Radio Prague has added some temporary frequencies to our winter broadcast schedule list. On top of the frequencies announced earlier, in November and December, you can also listen to us in central and western parts of North America at 0200 UTC on 5995 kHz. If any listeners catch those broadcasts, we'd really appreciate your reception reports. Now on to your mail. Brian Kendall is writing from the United Kingdom.
The reason for this email is to express my appreciation of your new series, From the Archives. It has gotten off to a fascinating start, and what is coming sounds as though it should also make for very good radio. I sometimes wonder why broadcasters don't make more use of archive material, and now, lo and behold, you're doing exactly that. History is made alive through these old recordings. Congratulations.
If any of you have not yet caught it, From the Archives is produced by David Vaughan and broadcast every Thursday. All the programmes, as always, can be found on our website www.radio.cz in text and audio. This email came from Mary Chulig, who lives in Michigan.
My husband's Moravian grandmother emigrated here in the early 1900s. She sewed a pillow with a Czech saying on it, and we'd like to know what it says. Here are the words. Kde domov můj, kde vlastně má. I hope the words are spelled correctly. If you would help me, I'd be most appreciative.
As a matter of fact, the words are the first two verses of the second stanza of the Czech national anthem, Kde domov můj, and their meaning is, where is my home, where is my homeland? Colin Law from New Zealand sent in an email with queries regarding daylight saving time in the Czech Republic, including this one about Radio Prague broadcasts.
What of Radio Prague's international service broadcasting to numerous time zones? Does Radio Prague have 1 hour silence on Sunday morning to allow the clock to catch up? Or do you record the first 2 a.m. to 3 a.m. program and replay it for the second 2 a.m. to 3 a.m. session?
When the clocks change, the broadcasts run back to back according to the old schedule until 06:27 Prague time. The change occurs during the broadcast pause between 06:27 CET and 07:27 CET. The pause is an hour shorter in the spring when the clocks move forward, that is, there is no pause at all, while it is 2 hours long in the autumn. So rather than at 2 a.m., for us here at Radio Prague, the change takes place at 06:27, which either becomes 07:27 or 05:27, so to speak. Jim Jennings is writing from Chicago about his favorite composer, Antonín Dvořák.
So often I think of how grateful I am that your beloved hero, Antonín Dvořák, lived and gave us so many wonderful works of art. I believe that music, great music, can end wars because it communicates hope and reminds us that we must live together. Thank you for helping us to remember him and to learn about him. I hope to come one day to Prague. I will walk the streets he walked, and I will see the museum. I will hope to hear the Czech Philharmonic and will look for the Dvořák visage in the faces of the people. We had him here in Iowa and New York, but he came home to you. Dvořák is one of the best reasons for the strong friendship between Americans and Czechs. Please send us more heroes.
Thank you, Jim, for writing in. And precisely those kinds of heroes, if I may say so, are the subject of our monthly quizzes here on Radio Prague. This time we are looking for the name of a Moravian-born American economist and political scientist. Some of his most important contributions to global economic thinking include his theories of business cycles and development, entrepreneurship, his theory of growth and creative destruction. Please send us your suggestions by the end of the month to english@radio.cz or Radio Prague 12099 Prague. There will be small prizes for four of you whose names will be announced at the beginning of next month. Until next week, thanks for listening and please keep those letters coming.